Sean Diddy Combs sentencing set for October 3 after split verdict in federal sex crimes case. By Breitbart News on July 9, 2025. New York, AP, Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced in his federal criminal case on October 3. A judge said Tuesday after probation officials rejected the defense and prosecution's plan to move the date up by about 2 weeks. Combs, who remains jailed after a split verdict last week, spoke briefly to his lawyer Mark Agnifilo during a virtual hearing on the scheduling issue that lasted all of 2 minutes. At one point he asked the lawyer to turn on his camera so they could see each other's faces. The hip-hop mogul's lawyers had been urging Judge Arun Subramanian to sentence him as soon as possible after jurors acquitted him last week on racketeering and sex trafficking but convicted him on 2 prostitution-related charges. Combs, 55, faces up to a decade in prison for each of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution for flying people around the country, including his girlfriends and male sex workers, for sexual encounters. A conviction on racketeering conspiracy or sex trafficking could have put him in prison for life. Prior to Tuesday's hearing, Combs' lawyers and prosecutors filed a joint letter proposing a September 22 sentencing date, subject to the consent of the U.S. Probation Office. A short time later, they filed a second letter stating that all parties, including the probation office, were on board with the October 3 date Subramanian originally proposed. Combs got a standing ovation from fellow inmates when he returned to jail after the verdict last week, Agnifilo said. The Bad Boy Records founder will remain at the federal lockup in Brooklyn where he's been held since his arrest last September after Subramanian last week rejected his request for bail. The judge, citing a now infamous video of Combs beating a former girlfriend and photographs showing injuries to another ex-girlfriend, made clear that he plans to hold Combs accountable for the years of violence and bullying behavior that were exposed at his 8-week trial. Combs' lawyers want less than the 21 to 27 months in prison that they believe the sentencing guidelines recommend. Prosecutors contend that the guidelines, when properly calculated to include Combs' crimes and violent history, call for at least 4 to 5 years in prison. Combs' punishment is Subramanian's decision alone, and the judge will have wide latitude in determining a sentence. While judges often adhere to the federal judiciary's formulaic guidelines meant to prevent disparity in sentences for the same crimes, they are not mandatory. As part of the sentencing process, Combs must give an interview to probation officers for a pre-sentence investigation report that will aid the judge in determining the proper punishment.